And speaking of mysteries, we've got an amazing puzzle for you. No, wait, stop. Not that puzzle. Different show. Look, I don't want to offend, but this is a puzzle that's probably way too complicated for most of us.
It's like a Dan Brown novel, if Dan Brown could write this well, to be honest with you. I mean, it's beyond the realms of my intelligence and beyond the realms, I think, of any individual's intelligence to do this.
Freelance writer Chris Bell will guide us through this mystery. In a piece for The Telegraph, he wrote about an unknown organization posting incredibly complicated puzzles online to lure the world's most talented code breakers. It began 2 years ago with a simple message.
It arrived on an underground message board called 4chan, and the message was a simple black square with white writing on. And the message read, "Hello, we are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck, 3301. And that was all it said.
3301, the only signature left by the mysterious entity that launched the challenge. Thousands of people took it on. To code breakers who dwell in this world, it was simple in the beginning. The first puzzle used a technique called steganography, concealing a message or image within another image. Terrorists have used it to hide messages. Pedophiles use it to conceal child pornography. Hidden inside that first seemingly simple image, those black words on white text, were many more pictures, codes, clues, and one recurring image, a cicada.
That's why the puzzle was eventually named Cicada 3301, because it just appeared throughout. It's a bit like the moth imagery in Thomas Harris novels like Silence of the Lambs. So it began to symbolise the entire puzzle as it started.
If you decoded that first image, you were led to a website. That website contained more puzzles, even harder ones.
This is why thousands of people joined in, because no one person had the skills to solve all the puzzles.
Extremely obscure knowledge was needed to crack those codes. Knowledge of medieval Welsh literature, occult numerology.
There was clues based in cyberpunk literature. There was stuff from the Victorian occult. There was Caesar ciphers. There was Mayan numerology. Later on, it led to a telephone number. And when it reached a certain point, they solved clues that led to, 14 different GPS coordinates in locations around the world, from places like Hawaii to Warsaw. And when the people visited these locations, they found this cicada image there again, and a further clue.
This was one of the most complex puzzles the internet has ever seen.
And this is why people slowly started to realize that maybe it wasn't just some random, lonely kind of neckbeard sitting in his mum's basement. This was an international game. As the puzzles got more and more complex, people started to, suspect, is there a military organisation behind this? Like, your NSA or people always seem to suspect the CIA are behind this kind of thing.
Some people, working in teams or individually, cracked the code and made it to the end. So, what happened?
Nobody knows. And this is part of the enduring kind of cicada mystery, is that after they got through all these tests the first time round, it led to a website on what's known as the dark net. And this is the part of the web that tends to hide various nefarious industries and things. But it led to a website there, which once a certain number of people had accessed it, it closed down and left the message, "We want the leaders, not the followers." And for thousands of people who are trying to solve the mystery, it was an enormous disappointment.
No one is quite sure what happened for the select few who made it.
There's lots of different rumours. None of them talked about it. They reckon there's between a dozen and two dozen people who made it to the final website. Apparently, they had to build a computer server and register certain addresses, but they never realised who was behind the tests to begin with. The path led and stopped.
But 1 year ago today, on January 5th, 2013, it all started over again. The puzzles with different techniques, new physical locations.
And again, once the first few people got through to that, the website closed down again.
And the mystery still continues. Chris Bell says it's become something special now.
It kind of tapped into all the things that the internet loves, in a way. It tapped into, it's kind of slightly ludicrous, conspiracy theory. And then the greatest thing, of course, is it never actually revealed its purpose. For thousands of people who've set up websites to try and decode these puzzles, it's been a real, labour of love for many of them.
For the past 2 years, new puzzles appeared online on January 4th or 5th. And sure enough, this weekend, a ton of new puzzles appeared, Chris says the problem is, so far, all the ones he's checked out have been fakes. But he's going to keep looking.